from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Growing friction between Europe and the Americans over extraterritorial laws. Selling Caribbean bananas under the fair trade label could pose more World Trade Organization problems for the EU, and tax breaks promised to Barbadian businessmen who give financial backing to the Caribbean negotiating process. I'm Moya Thomas, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. What's considered the extraterritorial nature of the American legislation like the D'Amato Act and Helms-Burton Law has again raised the specter of a possible trade war between Europe and the United States. The European Union indicated today that it intends fighting the U.S. in the world trade arena if Washington imposed sanctions on the French oil firm Total. According to the Americans, that European company is in breach of a U.S. ban against investment in the oil industries of Iran and Libya. The BBC's David Eads reports.
The announcement by Total that it had agreed a $2 billion contract with the Iranian government to develop an offshore gas field brought an instant threat of sanctions from Washington. Under the D'Amato Act, investing in the oil industries of Iran or Libya, both branded by the Americans as rogue states, is illegal. But along with a similar law known as the Helms-Burton Act, it's been a source of consistent friction with the EU.